Hi, I'm Alice Bowler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, you know, Alan, I know that for you, this is a great labor of love. I think you're going to be sampling the Governor's Cup wines for Maryland very soon.
I'm going to be running it.
Yeah, well, I know that. Yeah. But I know that that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
And I know that the local winemakers certainly appreciate it. But the exciting thing is, I mean, and you've been saying it for years, and I've been witnessing it for years, but the overall quality of the Maryland wines just keeps stepping up and up and up.
It sure does, Hugh. And I had a chance to go visit and go tasting, and, you know, some people sent me some wines to try, some of our best wineries, and it was just a lot of fun. Let's start with a real newcomer, Doden.
Okay.
Which is down in Davidsonville in Anne Arundel County. And they started off as Sauvignon Blanc specialists, but they've been branching out a little bit. This is a first-rate operation. Really, really very good. I had a chance to try several of their wines. A couple really caught my attention. First of all, it's a 2013 South Slope Red Blend. Not a sexy name. This is a Merlot Cab Franc, Cab Sauv-dominated wine. Now, 2013 was a tough year.
Okay.
And anyone who made good wine, they get my vote. What saved this is that they managed to produce a wine that's a lot like a Loire Valley Red.
Okay.
So it does have light body, but it has really good fruit, a real good deep core to it that makes it a wonderful, well-balanced, lovely wine. I liked it a lot. Their 2014 Sauvignon Blanc, I thought was just stupendous. It really tasted like good white Bordeaux. And I said, you've got to have some Semillon in this.
And yeah,
No, not a bit. Yeah, you would have thought, because it was so big and round and just a lot going on. A lovely, lovely wine. Doden, down there, you might have to visit to get these wines, but it's worth the trip. Down in Davidsonville. Bordy, of course, has just been splendid stuff for a long time. And on these next four wines, I want to see if you can spot the thing they have in common.
Okay.
These are two whites that I tasted from Bordy, and they were in our Comptroller's Cup in the final. And oddly enough, the judges thought we had it backwards. So this is the Albarino from South Mountain, 2015, and the Viognier from South Mountain, 2015. Each behaved like you would expect the other two.
Really?
So the Viognier was a dead ringer for Condrieu,
okay,
which is a leaner, more minerally style. And the Albarino, which is ordinarily kind of lean, was really rich and fat and just lots of really great flavors
going on.
So they had us check it. Yeah, this is right, because I know these wines, and that's the way it is. But both of them are really, really stunning. So I liked them a lot. South Mountain, by the way, it's a theme you're going to be coming into again, because our next wine from Old Westminster, my good friends out there, have a Cab Franc from the Antietam Creek Vineyard, not far from South Mountain. And this Cab Franc was just unbelievable. 2014, a great year. Deep, concentrated, just showing totally classy winemaking. On the palate, you have a big, fat core of plum fruit, and on top is a smack of what I had to describe as tonic water, quinine. Just that very unusual. I've never used that tasting note before, but it was just kind of floating up there. The finish had a nice kiss of red cherry, just wonderful. And finally, I'm going to talk about their Malbec from South Mountain, which is our theme for the day. South Mountain emerging as our premier growing spot in Maryland, I think. Right out of the bottle, this wine was just a winner. Gorgeous nose, just beautiful deep fruit, beautiful balance. Lisa Hinton, who's the winemaker, is just showing tremendous talent. So I'll put these on the website. You can check them out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.